well, remains to be seen. You can be the judge of that card when my next EP comes out.
Do you have an ETA on that, or are we just going with it whenever it's ready?
No, I don't have an ETA at the moment. I'm sort of going with the flow because I did sort of take a little bit of a step back in terms of just the volume with which I was writing and coming out with stuff. I just
like an album a year.
Yeah. There was like a period where there was just a lot kind of coming out back to back. And I definitely think I was experiencing a little bit of burnout by the end of it. And I really had to learn that I needed a little more balance in my life and in a lot of different areas. So it's been really nice to kind of, as it were, tend to my musical garden and have patience and not want to rush or force anything, and mm-hmm. just let enjoying life and living life and being curious about a new place sort of inform new musical ideas and inspiration.
Awesome. Well, I'm very happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm by the sea now, just like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never been close to the ocean before, and I can actually see the ocean from my window where I am, and I feel so grateful to be able to say that. It's a pixelated life, some do not get, zoning out and streaming, doubted disrespect, then in the aftertaste of daydream.
Lucy Dream has had some singles since Gutterfunkin', but is there any new material coming out?
Yes, we.
Oh yeah,
we're working on two songs and have them scheduled for release probably September, October. I was thinking about doing a double single, but then we decided to do it like September 1 and October 1. And they two belong together because they, for the first time, we have found a completely new approach how to work with Lucy, our artificial band member. And those two songs were the result of this completely new approach. So it's like Lucy 2.0, as it were. And yeah, it's two songs that I hold very dearly. Like, I really like them already because it's something that I've put my heart in. And then also, you know, the sound of it, I've never heard something like that before, because the basis is, as I said, always this new approach in our work with Lucy. And even though it's only demos, I'm pretty excited already about putting them out.
Awesome. I can't wait to air them.
I'll be so excited to hear it. Yeah.
It's, you know, I tried to think from release to release. So we had Emotional out in spring this year. And for now, we're trying to play live as much as possible. And for next week, we have a studio session where we'll probably record and finish those two songs. And then they go into the mix and the master. And then they are ready for the world. And you will, I mean, Karen, you obviously, but also you, Dana, you'll be among the first ones to hear them. And one of them is inspired by Madeleine Miller's Achilles. I don't know if you've read this book.
No.
It's amazing, and it just turns, you know, the whole mythology upside down. And I've got a complete new approach to mythology based on this book and also to life. So the lyrics of this song are inspired by this book. And for the second time, we don't have a name yet. But Achilles, it just sounds so nice. And it's, the concept of Achilles itself is just super interesting. Mm.
Are you still with Aztec?
We have released the LP with Aztec, and I'm very happy for everything they have done for us. But moving on, after the album, we have decided to self-release, just because it's, you know, it's just, it gives you the whole liberty of, you know, creative direction, visual direction, date and time where you release something. As I said, I'm grateful with what they have done and what they are still doing with the album, but we've decided to work independently from now on.
Cool, that's great. Cool. I think that's what Dana does, right?
Yeah, the last album that I released with Power Nerd, called Mega Wave, that was with Outland Recordings, and I had a terrific experience with them. Stu and I go way back, and played a bunch of Outland shows, so I really loved being a part of the label for that release. But I'm undecided, I guess, when new material comes out, but all my other releases have been self-released. And I would agree with you, David, that there's definitely a nice sense of, maybe control isn't the right word, but I like the word you use, liberty. There's just, I guess more opportunity for you to make it right for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And eventually, you know, the biggest success of a release is if you, on the day of the release, are happy with the product.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, being able to communicate with supporters of the album directly is a huge benefit of releasing an album independently, which at the end of the day is, you know, it's, I feel so grateful when people support any music I put out. And so having that link directly to the supporter for me is so invaluable, which you don't always get with a label.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. For example, on Bandcamp, you are shown, you know, your followers, the ones that you have. And whenever you put something out, you can add a personalized message. I mean, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. You can just say, in our case, we try to create this community called the Dream Team. And I can always add a message saying, "Dear Dream Team, today this and this song is out." And this way is just amazing to connect with your followers, with your community, with your dream team.
Yeah,
The only thing they have to do is to follow you on Bandcamp, but I think that's an easy thing to do.
Well, that's part of what I love about playing live too, is actually getting to meet people face to face and feel their energy in the same room as you and have that shared experience, that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's really similar to that. It doesn't just become a stat or a number on the screen. How many albums have I sold? It's actually like a very personalized interaction, which I think is so much more meaningful at the end of the day.
That's so, so, so true. And I've been thinking about this so much recently, like, you know, the amount of time spent in front of a screen creating promo material for yourself, stories, tweets, whatsoever. I don't know how much we will regret this looking back in 10, 15 years. Maybe it should be so much more focused on real life and genuine interaction and interpersonal relationships and moments lived together. I'm curious how we will see our generation and our times at the moment. And this, by the way, was basically what was the topic of our last release of Emotional. So it says we gotta get emotional, in brackets again, because we actually spent much too much time in the virtual space. I mean, it's good, obviously, because we have the opportunity of, for example, doing this amazing interview right now. Mm-hmm. But then again, I have the impression that a lot of personal interactions and genuine interactions out there, as it were, we are missing out on them.
Yeah, I think it's a really great opportunity to use technology as a tool to expand your reach and connect with people you wouldn't necessarily have otherwise been able to connect with. Yeah, just interact with people from different countries, different, you know, ways of thinking. That's so exciting. And then, you know, it's up to, I guess, the person to try and make those connections in real life and build upon those. And
true.
Sometimes true, that true. Does take money to be able to travel, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's not always possible in every situation. But I agree that technology can be a tool so long as it doesn't consume us completely.
That's the line. Yes, screen addiction right there.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to have this community during the pandemic, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And if I may add something here, I'm so glad that I had music during the pandemic. Like, I don't know what I would have done without music. And a lot of songs were created in our case during lockdown.
Mm. Yeah, imagine some powerful stuff came out during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of growth, I think, a lot of growth and discovery. For me personally, a lot of changes and just kind of reevaluating things in my life. And it was, I hate to say, I mean, I know it was an unfortunate time for some people, but I was really grateful for the time to sort of reevaluate certain things and learn along the way.
There's a silver lining.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was rough though, but having the online community of everybody around the world kept me sane.
Yeah, there were like live streams happening. I think that was kind of a unique experience or opportunity to sort of go outside one's comfort zone. I know I participated in a live stream concert
Still happening.
Yeah, which is really cool. I like that trend has continued because it's just an alternative way for people to see a live performance.
Yeah, especially halfway around the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Very cool.
I mean, I travel when I can, but it's just not realistic to make it to everything.
Yeah.
Especially as a mother.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Karin, I don't know how you do it, but you've been so incredibly supportive, not only with the show, but going to shows in person whenever you can, and we're all so grateful for you, so thank you.
Well, I have support.
You don't want to...
Pardon me?
I was about to say, you don't want to know how important this is for artists, how much value we, or at least I see in your support. What you have created here in Vienna, having this song played on the other side of the world in Seattle and have it talked about, it's just beyond imagination probably for you how much this means to us musicians.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I second that.
Well, I genuinely admire what you do. I mean, I've always been a music lover. I've dabbled in creating music myself, but it's always like, I don't want to do this. Like, I love to eat, but I don't want to cook, that kind of thing, you know? And I'm just not good at it. I mean, I suppose if I had the discipline, the passion, I like music. It's just not coming from me, you know? So the people that do it, I'm supportive because I've tried and it's just not for me. And so you got something special and I want to keep it alive, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but obviously you found your place, haven't you? Like, as a radio host, as a music supporter online, as who you are, you obviously have found your perfect place because you found what you love doing, and at the same time you are supportive of somebody else from whom you draw a lot of, you know, emotional support and, you know, just gratitude and feel good. So it's a win-win.
I agree. And I think that's why I stuck to this longer than I've stuck to anything else. Because I have a lot of hobbies. I have a lot of artistic hobbies, but I find them to be isolating. You know, I do crafts and whatever, and it's just me alone in my room by myself, not talking to anybody, doing my thing for hours. And in some ways that's good, but I can't keep that up forever. You know, my social life suffers.
Yeah, having those kind of those moments of solitude and alone time, they can be quite therapeutic. But I find also being part of a community and finding, you know, your people and your place in the world, it can also be so therapeutic as well. You need a bit of a balance.
Mm-hmm. And I was hoping to find something that gave me both, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah.
Like, I do my crafts by myself. I do my resin stuff, my painting, whatever.
Yeah, you're so good at the resin stuff, Karin. You're so creative.
Well, thank you. It's fun. I used to do like melted chocolate pouring, and I was like, I could use this mold for something else.
Yeah.
It's been fun, and I don't exactly make anything off of it, but I mean, that's art, right? If you get to make... If you can make a living off your art, that's like the dream.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
True.
And I don't know many people even in our scene that do. Like, everybody's got a day job and then the music. Well, not everybody, but...
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I can very gratefully say that everything I do to make a living is music related. Even if it's, you know, helping people learn and coaching here and there. And I'm just really lucky that I get to do music in some capacity, or theater or performance or some sort of a creative endeavor. I'm very lucky.
That's awesome. Now, we'd love to see you at it too, because you've got some talent.
Oh, thanks. And now I'm testing out my creativity on with gardening. So it's a new talk about activities or hobbies where you have a little bit of meditation and solitude. That's sort of my new thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like balance to me.
Yes, I'm all about balance these days.
You got any non-music hobbies, David?
Yeah, meditation. So I was in New Zealand in January, and I just got up one day. I was looking out into the open. It was in the Coromandel National Park, and all of a sudden I just stood there for almost an hour. And the guy I was who I was around with, his name is Reese. He's originally from New Zealand. And he taught me a lot about meditation and so on. So I really, you know, that's a very, very big passion recently. And I also try to include it in the music because, you know, what we try to create on stage is dreamland. It's a time and a space where people can find themselves, can find whatever they want to find. And that's basically also what meditation is all about. So, yeah, I would say this is definitely a passion and a hobby of mine, apart from music.
if people are looking for, you know, some newer Dana Jean Phoenix content, you can check out a song I recently did with Simulacrum Lab, who's from Italy. And the song is called Elevated. And it also features Glauco Midori, which is pretty cool. And then I recently worked on an album with Julian Emery, who's from the UK, incredible producer and songwriter. And we came out with an album called Super Futuristic. So you can check those out on Spotify and all platforms.
Awesome. And what are your socials for the listeners?
Yeah, so you can check out my website, www.danajeanphoenix.com, and Instagram, Facebook, it's at Dana Jean Phoenix, and I'm on Twitter as well, at Dana Jean Phoenix.
Awesome. David?
Well, I would say if there's one thing that I would like to mention is that it's been an absolute pleasure talking to the two of you. You know, it's just usually interviews go like or follow a fixed scheme. In this case, we just, you know, we're just talking as if we were talking between friends. And in this way of talking and not interviewing but talking, I think I've touched upon everything that I find relevant for our music. Like we said, I talked about our artificial band member, how it works, about our shows in the future, about our most recent release, and it all came up pretty naturally, not question answer, but it just came up. So I really appreciate this, you know, this approach. It's not an interview; it's more a very, very interesting chat. And if people feel intrigued, they're more than welcome to find all things Lucy Dreams on www.lucydreams.net, where you can also join the Dream Team, which is basically the community in which we try to create nice things, nice movements, nice ideas. So that's lucydreams.net, and also on the socials, that's lucy.dreams.dp, DP standing for Dave and Phil, which is me and my dear colleague. Apart from Twitter, there's Lucy Dreams TP, DP all together.
Okay.
Awesome. I'm going to be a part of the Dream Team.
You are.
I can't wait.
Being part of the Dream Team is not a signature. It's not a club membership. It's a state of mind. And Karen, you have been supportive of our music ever since we started, probably. So I would say you're a very, very dear member of the Dream Team. And Dana, since we've been on the same show for an hour now.
Yeah.
Say welcome to the meeting too.
Oh, yes. Cannot wait, awesome.
Getting to know you personally in August.
Yeah. Yeah. Really looking forward to it. Yeah. Catch us in Italy. If you can come to the Beer Anthology Festival to see David, Lucy Dreams, and I on stage. Is Phil going to be there with you as well, David?
Yes, and awesome. Lucy will be there with us.
Yeah, too. Awesome. Okay, so catch us in Italy. It's been, I'd like to echo those thoughts, David. It's been such an absolute pleasure chatting with you all today. Thank you so much, Karin, for just being the best.
Well, thank you both. Thank you for joining me on the show. It was great to have you, David, and it was great to have you back, Dana.
Thanks.
Shout out to Morgan Willis.
Yes, shout out Morgan Willis, yes.
So you couldn't make it, but you must be really enjoying your holiday, so I'm glad you're having fun. But he's going to be on that August 25th show as well, right?
He is, so. Yeah, it's going to be a party.
Awesome. So did you each have to apply for this individually? Is that how it worked?
The festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just reached out.
They reached out to you,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, same here.
Yeah.
I wish I could go. And with the price of visas, it sounds like I'm going to have to come over there to see you guys again.
Oh. Yeah.
Or we organize a tour in Canada.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
You'll be definitely receiving some video greets, Karin, from Dana.
Awesome.
I don't know. Why not, you know, establish some sort of quick live connection? To you, might be probably late morning for you when we're on stage, and I'll definitely, you know, maybe Instagram live, I'll definitely awesome. Broadcast Dana's, or one or two songs of Dana's show for you.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll both be enjoying each other's sets, no doubt, and taking lots of photos and footage to be shared with the world.
You'll be there in the heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Until I can make my way back to Europe, because that's got to happen. I can't keep expecting y'all to shell out for visas every damn time. Come to the U.S. Like, you don't really know what goes into it, do you? Well, I learned.
Yeah. That's,
my goodness. I need to see Europe anyway, so.
Yeah, come out and visit us, and we'll have a great time.
Yep.
Sweet. Well, thank you again for being on the show, for talking about what's coming up. I wish I could be there. To the listeners, thank you for tuning in and hanging out. Go check out Dana Jean Phoenix and Lucy Dreams and Morgan Willis. You know, why not? Just because he couldn't be here. It's going to be an awesome show. All right, everyone. Have a good night.